And all these things are just a big deception, because none of these things have anything to do with your salvation. None of them. The real issue is this. People who are deluded and deceived have failed to come through the narrow gate. They have failed to come through the narrow gate. What does that mean? Repentance for sin, confession of sin, submission to the Lordship of Christ, brokenness, humility, contrition, obedience to the Word of the Lord, no matter what. Martin Lloyd-Jones wrote, "What our blessed Lord wants above all is ourselves, what Scripture calls our heart. He wants the inner man, the heart. He wants our submission. He does not want merely our profession, our zeal, our fervor, our works, or anything else. He wants us. God does not want our offerings. He does not want our sacrifices. He wants our obedience. He wants us." It is possible for a man to say the right things, to be very busy and active, to achieve apparently wonderful results, and yet not to give himself to the Lord. And that is, finally, the greatest insult we can offer to God. What can be a greater insult, says Lloyd-Jones, than to say, "Lord, Lord," fervently to be busy and active, and yet to withhold true allegiance and submission from Him, to insist upon retaining control of our own lives and allow our own opinions and arguments rather than those of Scripture to control what we do and how we do it. This is the greatest insult of all to the Lord. And the deceived come in several categories. There are the superficial. They are the ones who call themselves Christians because at some point when they were kids, they accepted Christ. We'll use that buzz phrase. Or they believed in God. They are ignorant and they are uncommitted. I call them superficial because they have a superficial exposure to Christianity, some event in their life probably reinforced by their parents. They think there's a real connection to God because of that. But they're just kind of superficial. It's all about a past event. They think they've put that to rest. They've settled that issue. They've taken care of that, a sort of necessary item in their lives. And the only time you ever see them is on Christmas and Easter, when they roll into the church on Easter.